then it's made the chain.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have to hold anything, just sit back in the corner and pipe it.
Mm-hmm. You didn't have an area in the living room where you had stonework and you had a, you could build a fire and the smoke would go up?
Yeah, we had chimney.
You had a chimney?
And yeah, and they had fireplaces, see.
Yeah.
Open hearth places.
Yeah.
You see, the well-to-do had all that stuff in a fine, big open hearth fireplaces.
Mm-hmm.
But the average person didn't have all that, see.
But they did have a fireplace of some kind.
Yeah, and wood cost you about so much a cord, $3 a cord, whatever it was, see.
Yeah.
And the guy, the bank president, he had all he wanted. He'd have all the heat he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they had some lovely fires in those days, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When they used an open heart, faulty chimney or something, they had a lot of fire.
Mm-hmm.
In the attic, you know, sometimes whatever, you get spontaneous combustion in there, and away you go. Or someone may make it have it, but they had it.
Yeah. Especially the wood house, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure. It wouldn't take long.
Of course, you know, the fire department used to have horse-drawn apparatuses, and
mm-hmm.
now they got to mechanize.
Mm-hmm.
They had better stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they lose some fires now, even with modern equipment, but that's to be expected.
Yeah, well, especially if you're a little bit out in the country, I know. Even the...
I had one fire. I don't want any more.
Really?
15th and Lewis there.
Uh-huh.
You know, I bought my place on 15th and Lewis from a priest for $1,250.
Hmm.
He liked me. And I went to Arizona one evening, one Christmas, got a call. Called home. I did. I said, oh, Papa's dead, our sister's dead. Somebody, Miss Brown dead. And one of her sisters. I said, Lord, you had a fire. She wanted to see what happened. The neighbor next door had bought the grandmother and that granddaughter bought their mother a carpet laid across American floor furniture.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them left it.
Mm.
So my sister from Wilma came to meet her daughter from San Antonio, happened to go in the house and open the door, and that did it, see, what's in the plane. Just had the house remodeled, painted, $2,200. And then when I left, there was a man across the street. I said, kidding him about it. I said, if I have a fire, don't you call the fire department and let them call you. And you know, that guy never did wake up. He never didn't know I had a fire the next day. I was kidding him about it, but I had to do some tall explaining.
I guess so. Well, what'd you call the open place that's there in front of the fireplace?
Hearth. H-E-R-T-H, hearth.
Okay. And what's the things in the fireplace that you put the logs on? What'd you call it?
Logs? No, stand irons or something they call them. They call them dogs.
Yeah.
Dogs.
Yeah.
That's been a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes they call it fire dogs or something like that. Okay, and the area above the hearth there where
you can, mantle.
You can put things on.
Yes, I call that a mantle, M-A-N-T-L-E.
And what about the big piece of wood that you keep in the fireplace?
Logs?
Yeah.
Whatever. They were cut in summer and stored to season to burn, and you put them on under the house or on the back porch,
mm-hmm.
and they split them so the air could get to them easier, mm-hmm. see, and burn even not to round. They split them down the middle for me.
Oh, they would?
Yeah.
They wouldn't just carry the whole thing in. I've seen that a lot.
Well, some of it wouldn't be very big, about this wide.
Oh.